Welcome to Turnbuckle Weekly. Turnbuckle Weekly with Chuck Carroll.
Here we go!
Let's talk about this because we're seeing some new things with the company recently. With the advent of the WWE Network, it seems like WWE, you guys are embracing the online wrestling community, the smart marks, if you will. Are you surprised that that's occurring after they were so largely ignored for so many years, these people that live and die by the dirt sheets?
Oh, no. I mean, it's a new day. It's a new era. You know, it's a technology, man. Like, anyone's voice can be heard now. You know, anybody can get in touch with anybody now. Twitter, Instagrams, man. You know, man. Now it's just, we can't do nothing but soak it in. I mean, why not? But it does get under my skin sometimes when, you know, the guys just think they know everything. You know what I mean? Like, this is all we got. Of course, people know, you know, what we do. You know, it's fake, but, you know, we still try to protect that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Absolutely. Time for a few more questions here on the Turnbuckle Weekly with Chuck Carroll, my guest, Jey Uso. Follow him on Twitter, long as we're talking about a new day, and social media, at WWE Usos. And you're going to be wrestling Saturday night in Fairfax. It's a house show, which is vastly different than a TV taping. As a performer, what's the biggest difference to you? Are you able to take certain creative liberties, certain maybe able to try certain things that we will eventually see on TV? How do you treat the house show differently than a TV tape?
Yeah, Chuck, way more different than TVs, man. We do have a free range. You know, it's not as stressful as, you know, TV tapings. TV tapings, we got to hit our times, you know, make sure this and that. You know, we got to do this, we got to do that. Live events, man, we can go out there and basically just be, you know, mess with the crowd more, you know, be more intimate with the crowd, man. And it's a good thing, man, a fun environment out there. If you guys never been to a live event, man, please come out there, man. We got Bray Wyatt, man, Dean Ambrose. We got your favorite WWE superstars, man. You're going to have some fun. But we can go out there and just mess around with people, you know, like we can look at people, we can choose a person out, almost like the old school wrestling, except, you know, there's no cameras there.
Absolutely. Hey, man, you know what? My girlfriend, she's going to get her first taste of live professional wrestling on Saturday. So she's really looking forward to it, man. She's a big fan of both you and your brother. And when I was teaching her, I was telling her the difference between the TV tapings, Raw and SmackDown, and then what we're going to see on Saturday. She was like, well, why don't they stream these live events on the WWE Network? Do you think that that's plausible? Would that be a good idea? Or do you like that more chilled atmosphere that you were just talking about?
No, you know what, Chuck? I mean, I never even really thought about that, man. I mean, I honestly think that would be a pretty cool idea, you know?
Right? Hey, man.
I mean, because
pitch it, make your millions.
Like, you got it. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the family side of things. And you've got that twin connection, obviously, but a lot of time with your cousin Joe, better known as Roman Reigns. And you grow up together. You were the linebacking core together in high school.
Did you check out the special?
Oh, you're damn right I did.
Yeah, so what you think? It was cool.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I loved it, man. So talk to me about that relationship. It seems to me that he's more of a brother to you guys than really a cousin.
Yeah, man, that is our brother, man. Like, and I am pretty happy that people, because you know what, shit, people already knew he was related, you know, but they tried to like not put that out there to the, you know what I mean, to the audience and to the fans.
Right, right.
But like, how can you not? You automatically like, man, these guys look like they're related, but. I mean, when we say we're related, man, like, I'm glad he was a part of our little special because from the sandbox, Chuck, you know, all the way up, man, like, it was just always, he was always around us, you know, but I'm glad and I'm happy, man, like, we're doing the same thing. Like, we'll kind of separate from each other throughout life, man, but then we'll come back right where we need to be, man, and I feel like where we're at today, man, is, that's a blessing for all three of us. We all three got families, and I just love when we're getting paid by the same people again, you know, but on a bigger scale, and we're experiencing these cool experiences together, man.
Absolutely, man. Those paychecks aren't coming from furniture installs anymore.
Oh, you're damn right.
WWE Live this Saturday at the Patriot Center in Fairfax, 7:30 bell time. Jey Uso, my guest right now on the Turnbuckle Weekly with Chuck Carroll. And on that special, Uso, you know, you said the same day, I think I heard this right, the same day you guys signed with WWE was the day that your uncle Eki passed away, yeah. Umaga. Talk to me about the polarity of emotions of that day. Was it the best of days and the worst of days combined?
Yeah, man, because I was actually headed into, you know, to FCW that day, man. And all of a sudden, you know, Dr. Tom Pritchard, man, he's like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. You know, this, I didn't even hear about it, brother, like, you know what I mean? I just went in there, and he broke the news to me, man.
Wow.
And I was like, what? You know, like, so I just, it was cool because they you know, the office bought me and my brother a ticket, you know, flew us. I didn't have no kind of money, you know. All I just got there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they took care of us, man. They flew us to Houston, man, like ASAP, man. And, you know, he was on all these machines and stuff, man. But as soon as I got into Houston, you know, he passed away, man. So I never got a chance to, you know, say thank you or goodbye to him, man. But, you know, I feel like he's with us, though. Every single time we stepped under them lights, man. You know, and it all goes to him. It all goes to him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
great performer, man, right? Like, I just...
Oh,
trying to just step my game up to where his... I was just watching his last... he had a United States Championship match against Jeff Hardy, man. Those two used to have some off-the-chain matches.
I'll go back and watch that. That's the beauty of the WWE Network. You can dig those sorts of things up. And I was just always, you know, amazed. I loved his finisher, the spike to the carotid there. I mean, that thing was hardcore. He got the thumb all taped up. Do you know if he ever broke the thumb given that move?
Man, probably not, Chuck, man. His damn thumb was probably like 4 inches wide, man.
Hey, Jey Uso, we got one final question. It's a fun one for you. Now, I interviewed your brother back in June, and I asked him whether he would ever be interested in pursuing a singles career. And this is what he told me. He said, I would love to try and see where I stand in the singles competition as long as my brother does well, too. One goal that I have is to headline WrestleMania against my twin brother. It'd be awesome in a tables, ladders, and chairs match. Match sounds great. So when you hear that, Jey, what are your thoughts? And more importantly, who's the heel?
Okay. I automatically thought of, that's awesome. Have my dad be the special guest referee.
Oh, whole nother level.
That's the first thing that came to my head. But I feel like I'd be the heel, man. Like, I'd want to play the heel. What? But that is one of our, you know, favorite goals, man, the headline WrestleMania, you know, with each other. As far as singles career, hell yeah, like, why not? You know, but have you ever seen, like, tag team championships and the WWE, you know, championship together, twins, you know, like, we don't have to always just, you know, like, why can't we just stay together and just share it, you know?
Right.
I mean, never been done. I actually got the idea from the Bella Twins. They used to walk out holding the same title, though, when one of them was the Divas champ, man. I was like, man, it's cool, you know?
That's a good bit. So in the dynamic between the two of you, you and your brother, are you naturally more the heel, or would that be a little bit more of a role reversal?
No, I feel like I'm naturally more the heel. Like in a special, man, like he's so true. My brother's laid back. Like I'm the one that's always vocal, or I get mad quick or some, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I always got to do the dirty business. I like, I'm going there, you know, tell me what to say. I'll say it, you know, like, that kind of thing. So
awesome. Hey, look, the Usos wrestling Saturday at the Patriot Center in Fairfax, tickets still available. And then the following Sunday, December 14th, going to recapture the WWE tag team titles against The Miz and Damian Mizdow at TLC. Jey Uso, man, thank you so very much for joining me on the Turnbuckle Weekly.
Hey, thank you for having me, Chuck. Hey, man, y'all come out there and show some love, man. Your guys are going to have fun, man. I'm telling you, if you guys never came to a WWE Live event, Saturday is a night to go. Fairfax, man. We in there, baby. Uso.